Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
We got to talk with Mike last Saturday. Pools.
We are at Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. We're very excited to bring you a special broadcast from inside Ballpark Village, where we would like to be right now. Now, later, the ballpark will be buzzing with activity, and fans are going to do their best to stay cool and hydrated. But right now, the place to be is Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. You want to get something to eat, you want to get something to drink, you want to get some air conditioning and cool off before the game. This is where you want to be. We broadcast many of our shows from here. Sports on a Sunday morning is here from time to time, and thought this would be a good day to do so. Dennis Ford is here as a winner of the Cardinal Glennon Gallup, which was a great event, and donating to that great Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital and an opportunity to sit in with us. And so we appreciate Dennis very much and hope that their family enjoys the game. I'll tell you what, Cardinals fans are very, very happy right now with the way this team is playing. And I'll be honest, you know, I had a email exchange last night with a guy named Dean, and he called me out a little bit for being too optimistic, too positive, and maybe overinflating how much the fans are into this team. And he kind of said, you know, hey, I know that you always say that the place is starting to fill up a little bit, but I didn't see a lot of fans yesterday. I countered with that I was at the game on Friday, and I felt that there was a great vibe in the stadium. And while it wasn't full, it sure felt packed compared to some of the attendance figures in the past. But I told Dean he's right. I will be cautious when I start talking about this a little bit more. I don't want to lead people to believe that, you know, it's back to being at full capacity or something like that. But I think it's okay to say that the fans like the team. I mean, I think the fans like the players. The fans started to protest ownership and John Mozeliak. I told you all the story that about running into a fan when I was doing the college baseball Missouri Valley Conference tournament, and he could not have been nicer. I mean, probably in his 60s, dapper, wearing his Illinois State polo and khakis, and he knew everything about the Cardinals. And he stopped me because he recognized me. We were just chatting in the parking lot, and I said, when are you going to come down and see us? Are you going to go to the Cubs series? And he goes, I always go to the Cubs series, but I'm not coming down there until John Mozeliak is gone. I was like, wow, okay. I mean, it took me by surprise because he was a very well-educated, very good Cardinals fan. So it brought me back to, yes, you know, there are people who are out there who are not coming because their perception is this or their feelings are this. I've told you over and over again, I will never tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what you're missing. if you're not here. I'm going to tell you about the team. And yes, as a rights holder of the St. Louis Cardinals, we will help them with their promotions and we help them with their marketing. But I'll always tell it to you straight. And, you know, this team is, to me, a team that is just trying to figure it out along the way. They're just sort of grinding out ways to win. It's not pretty by any means, but they find ways to do it. And they are pretty exciting. And they're young and they're developing. And in some cases, a little older. You know, Nolan Arenado is one of the great third basemen of his generation. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. It's one of your last chances to see him. I don't know how long he's going to be a Cardinal, whether it's this year or next or beyond. He almost wasn't a Cardinal this past offseason. They tried to trade him to the Astros. They had a deal in place, and he rejected it. Wilson Contreras, fun player, been around a long time, hated here in St. Louis when he was a Cub. Now he's back. You just go right down the line. Sonny Gray. You know, here's one of the great pitchers of, I'd say, the last decade in baseball, and he's bounced around to some teams. He wanted to be here. He wanted to come back, and he said, no, you know what? I want to be here. I want to be part of this. And so he stuck around. So, you know, I look at the team, young guys that are going to make mistakes. Jordan Walker is far from perfect. He's watching pitches go by. He's, you know, going to make a mistake every now and then. Gorman got nailed on the base paths every once in a while. He also, you know, will chase a bad pitch. Mason Wynn is not perfect, but, boy, is he learning, and he's a phenomenal fielder and is willing to do whatever it takes to win. I saw him not going 100%. I was at the game Friday. I saw him not flying down the line on that ground ball to second. I was there. We talked about it in our seats. You know, I see these things happening. These are learning, growing pains that the Cardinals are going through. But I'll go back to this. It is a fun team, and I think that some fans are starting to latch on to the players, and they're coming back for the players. They're coming back because they like baseball played the right way, and they like to see effort, and they like to see players grind. And, yeah, there are some young players coming, too, who are really going to draw. I think Weatherholt's going to be a draw. I think Quinn Matthews will be a draw. McGreevy already has shown you that he has some Wainwright-like qualities. And I think that the team has an exciting center fielder in Victor Scott who's learning along the way. Lars Nootbaar has tons of talent, but he's still, you know, not through a full season yet, trying to figure out he's gone up and down a little bit. I mean, they all have their story. Brendan Donovan's about as solid as they come, should be an all-star. Alec Burleson has taken an opportunity and run with it. It's a team that is in the works right now, and I do believe that they deserve the attention, but I wouldn't tell you with your money what to do, but I'll give suggestions. And my suggestion would be to follow this team, keep an eye on them, and if you do feel like you can get down here and be in an air-conditioned concourse like the Redbird Club, or if you want to sit up high in the shade and just take it in and have a hot dog and a beer, do that. I mean, the Cubs are coming to town tomorrow, and I assure you they'll have some fans here. Cardinals will have some fans here. It'll be a great atmosphere. Now, contributing to the Friday atmosphere was the fact that down here, and again, we're coming to you from Ballpark Village right now, Cardinals Nation. Friday was really, really well done by the Cardinals. They had Cole Swindell play a post-game concert, and I know this is done in other cities, but I hadn't seen it. And I hadn't seen it at Busch Stadium before. I remember when Adam Wainwright played a shorter set out in center field. Remember that? Well, Cole Swindell played a full hour plus behind second base, fans on the infield dirt, fans in the seats, people having fun. It was a warm, humid summer night in St. Louis, and it was really, really great. And I commend the Cardinals and their production team that came in for putting that together, and Cole put on a great show. But before that, Cardinals scrapped out a win that I didn't think they were capable of, quite honestly. That was a lineup that was just sort of put together at the last minute because Herrera was hurt. They decided not – I don't know if it was put together at the last minute, but it felt this way. Herrera was hurt. Contreras and Arenado weren't playing because Arenado played both games of the doubleheader. Contreras played in the doubleheader. They gave them the day off. So JC's not even at the ballpark yet, so they put out this qualifier. This is the lineup if Sejacy makes it on time. And they win the game, and they win it decidedly, and they did it with timely contact, making the Reds make plays, pitching extremely well, Andre Pallante. Really good effort. I thought it was a poster for what the Cardinals are. you know, a B to B plus type team that had put away the Dodgers 2 out of 3, that took care of the Cincinnati Reds for 2, and now is going to take on a first place Chicago Cubs team. And I promise you, they hear all the critics. They've heard it all. They have a little edge to them. I think there is a neat story brewing here, but it's up to them now. Cubs for 4 after today. Cubs for 3 up at Wrigley. Big, big series, all of them. A crucial time for the St. Louis Cardinals. When we come back, we will go into the clubhouse. We'll hear some of the reaction to last night's win, a Joel Pozo walk-off hit in the 11th inning that gave the Cardinals a 6-5 victory. I'm Tom Ackerman, Sports on a Sunday Morning. We're coming to you live from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village, and we'll be right back.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday Morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. We are at Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. It's great to be with you. I am Tom Ackerman, and these are the St. Louis Cardinals taking on the Reds today at 1:15 down here. The Cardinals won the first game, and it was a crazy one. The Cardinals just, you know, this is the way things are going right now for them. They are an up-and-down type baseball team, but they're fun. I'd say the second game against the White Sox was the crazy one, winning 8-6. Friday's game, they found a way to win 6-1 with, you know, a lineup that they called survival mode from Ollie Marmol and others. And then they just grind this one out yesterday. And here's how it happened. I want to start with this. Third inning, Ellie De La Cruz, who was picked off by Pedro Pages in game one of this series, is at the plate. There are 2 outs. So just to set the table for you, McLain single and then a Friedel single. And then Gavin Lux grounds into a double play. And it's Sonny Gray to Mason Winn to Wilson Contreras and a run scores. So Cardinals 2-0 lead is cut to 2-1. Then Ellie De La Cruz, who is a phenomenal player. He really is. A good, young, fun player. Hits for power. Has tons of speed. Comes to the plate to face Sonny Gray, and this is what happened.
Open stance. Waits on the first pitch from Sonny. He lines this one in the center field. Victor Scott's on the run, on the run. Can't get it. It goes to the wall. Watch De La Cruz run as he goes into third base. And here's a throw, and he is safe. And it gets away from Arenado, but Sonny Gray backs it up. And Cruz is going to try and score. Here's a throw, and he is O-U-T. Out by a mile. Good play. Good fundamental play all the way around.
A great backup play by Sonny Gray. He backed up the play as the ball got away from Arenado and threw a dart, as he would. He's a pitcher. Throws a strike right to the catcher, and it's an out recorded, and De La Cruz is out, nailed on the base pass for the second consecutive game. De La Cruz is a great player. The heat got to him, as you saw in the fourth inning. He got sick out on the field. Then he came out, and he walloped a home run. A 435-foot shot. Again, he just took a changeup and deposited it. He is something else. And the Cardinals are down in this game 5-2 in the eighth inning. This is 5-2 on the De La Cruz home run in the seventh. In the eighth inning, Cardinals again still down by a count of 5-2. And Mason Winn singles, an infield single, that goes to De La Cruz. It was deflected by the second baseman. It scored a run, and it's 5-3. Then here comes Alec Burleson.
From the stretch, the pitch. Burleson swings, and he hits it to right. That's a hit. That's going to score Donovan on to third. Mason Winn. The Cardinals are down 5-4 now with the tying run at third. 2 outs in the eighth.
They just keep coming at you. Wilson Contreras struck out. It's a 5-4 game, but you just get this feeling. If they can just get through the ninth, maybe they can give themselves a chance, and they do. John King comes in for Granillo, who recovered well after Steven Matz gave up 3 runs. Granillo just gives up a run, and getting through the rest of the ninth is John King, the lefty, very good. Bottom of the ninth, leadoff hitter, Nolan Arenado.
The pitch, Arenado swings, he hits it deep, way back to left field, it might go, it's a gunner, a tie game, Arenado comes back to tie the game in the ninth inning.
Hits that one off Emilio Pagan, and Pagan ends up striking out the side after that. Gorman, Nootbaar, Pajes to get this game to extra innings. But Arenado hits the big home run, and we have ourselves a tie game. The Cardinals and Reds are not able to score in the bottom, atop or bottom of the 10th. In the 11th inning, Phil Maton comes into the ball game. He starts things off with a wild pitch, and the runner at second, Spencer Steer, is able to get over to third. But then he strikes out Will Benson. He strikes out Santiago Espinal. He walks Connor Joe, and he, after Joe steals second and third, he K's Matt McClain, which was the pitch of the game for sure. Maton gets a huge strikeout and takes us to the bottom of the 11th. Arenado hit by a pitch. Remember, you got a runner at second here. Jordan Walker to start off the 11th. Arenado hit by a pitch. Nolan Gorman pops out. Lars Nootbaar pops out. Cardinals fans are saying, come on now, somebody, bring this run home. You know who that somebody is? Joel Pozo.
A look to second base, the pitch. A swing, and the ball's looped into right field. That's a base hit. Walker's being sent around. Here comes the throw to the plate. Save! A Redbird winner! Joel Pozo drives in the winning run. Light it up in downtown St. Louis as the Cardinals have come back to beat the Cincinnati Reds here at Busch Stadium. Wow, what a finish. And the Cardinals have knocked off the Reds 6-5.
John Rooney, Mike Claiborne, you heard the call on KMOX, and what a moment. Pozo does it. He is a contact hitter, and he just finds a way. He pokes that ball into right, gets Walker to score, gets in there by inches, and the Cardinals win the ball game 6-5 after the game. Nolan Arenado.
Cardinal fans, our star of the game here this afternoon is Nolan Arenado, the big home run in the ninth inning to tie this game. There's no fight in this. There's no quitting this team.
No, there ain't. We did a great job. They got some good arms over there. We battled to the end, and it was just a great team win.
I know you'd prefer not to play 12 innings on a day like today, but to get the wins and to keep piling up the wins, that's what this team has done.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously it was a hot day. Wasn't easy to get through, but we found a way, and it's just a great team win. But shout out to Pozo, man. What an at-bat coming in. He hasn't played all day, and he's just been, that was unbelievable. He's the player of the game, to be honest.
Talk about the depth that this team has, because last night it's a totally different lineup. You pile up six runs. Today you're back in there. Wilson's back in there. But the result is the same.
Yeah, you know, I just think we just have a good group, man. We're having good at-bats, 1-9. And like I said, today was a tough day. They pitched well. But like I said, we found a way to win, and that's the most important thing.
And it's an important stretch because you've got the Reds and then you've got the Cubs, big division games.
Yeah, division games, again, like I said, again, they're both good teams, and it was great to win a series, and tomorrow we have a chance to go for a sweep, and it ain't going to be easy, but we're going to be ready to go.
Congrats, cool off.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
Nolan Arenado, our star of the game.
Thank you to Joe Pott on the field with Nolan Arenado. Thanks for Nolan for stopping by. And the Cardinals get another win, setting up Miles Michaelis for a 1-15 first pitch today. Cardinals getting another big bomb out of Arenado. He absolutely is quietly got himself back into a rhythm here. He's had some big hits lately. His average is up to 247. You know who's hitting 314 right now? The old 314? Better than Donovan, actually. Alec Burleson, 2-for-5, 3 RBIs, and a run scored. He hit his 8th home run, and here he is in the clubhouse.
I think we would have liked to have done it a little bit earlier today. But, I mean, we're like you said, we're never out of it. We know that we can string at bats together against anybody that they put in the game, so that's what we did. And then kudos to our pitching staff for, we didn't come through there in the 10th, and they just held them right there and let us give us another shot. So, credit goes to them today.
How nasty was Maton?
Yeah, he's looked really good for us. He's fills up the zone, and he's got swing and miss too, so he's looked great. Anytime he comes in, we know we got a good shot to keep him where they're at. So, he was awesome today.
What is it about Joel?
Yeah, Maton's a real pro. He has been one of the better ones out there and pitching for the Astros and for the Mets. Had a tough time last year, but man, he was good with the Astros, and he's been around. He's also from, you know, right around the Springfield area, from Chatham, Illinois. He's a guy who grew up Cardinals fan. Pretty neat to see Maton doing what he's doing. He gets the win, ERA at 1.84. Cardinals win it over the Reds yesterday by a final of 6-5. So that sets up today here at the ballpark, the Cardinals and the Reds on this June 22nd. They will be throwing Miles Michaelis today, and the Cardinals lineup has not been posted as of yet. We will continue to follow it. As soon as it does, we'll give it to you. Here's the lineup for the Reds: Friedel, McLain, De La Cruz, Stevenson, Lux, Steer, Benson, Trevino, and Fraley with the pitcher. And I talked about him earlier this morning on Total Information AM. Andrew Abbott's really good. 6-1 with a 1.84 ERA. We'll take a break. When we come back, we talk some hoops. Josh Schertz, head coach of the St. Louis Billikens, will be with us. I'm Tom Ackerman. You're listening to us from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Coming to you from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village, Johnny Camp is our producer back in the studios of KMOX at the old Park Pacific. And just up the road from there is Chaffetz Arena, where the St. Louis Billikens play their home games, and they have an open practice coming on Tuesday. To join us to talk about that and his team is the head coach at St. Louis University. Josh Schertz is back on KMOX. Man, when I hear your voice, I know we're getting close. It's great to be with you. How are you?
I can tell you, it's been off-season's been tough for me. Every Sunday at 10:30, I just stare at my phone AM waiting for the call, and you know what I mean? Nothing's come in, so it's good to be back on. I've just been sitting there every Sunday at 10:30, staring, waiting, and so this was good. I'm back on.
And at 10:45, you're like, huh, no call. Well, I guess I better get back to what I was doing. No, we appreciate.
Maybe he forgot. That's actually right. Maybe he forgot this week. Crazy. But you know, next week will be the week. So this is good that I'm. It's good for the soul that I'm back on. I appreciate it.
We love having you. Just a quick announcement before we talk some hoops. I just got Gordon Graceffo has been recalled from Memphis. The Cardinals have just announced Andre Granillo has been optioned to Memphis. Wanted to pass that along. More baseball coverage coming from here at Busch Stadium in just a bit. You come down here, don't you? I got to get you down here if you haven't.
No, I do. I've been down. I've been to 3 or 4 games. You know, obviously, go up and hang with Claiborne and Rooney and those guys. I got to know John when he was doing he does some Valley games, and John's been great to me. Mike Claiborne's been great. I've been over there. Love Busch Stadium. Love baseball. Cardinals are it's one of the fun stadiums to be at. They've had obviously an impressive year. The way they scrap fight, that kind of, think they'll, the city can rally around that. And it's been a lot of fun when I've been over there. Last year I was really good luck. This year I've not been quite as good luck for the Cardinals. My fandom has not resulted in too many wins thus far, but last year I was undefeated, so who knows?
Wow, that's good. Well, maybe they can return the favor and help you out at your place. I think you'll be fine. The more you come over here, the better they're playing, actually, right now. So great to hear, too. John and Claves are two of the best people in the world, and I love the fact that you're spending some time with our team. Josh, this is, I think, a fun situation for you, but also a challenging one at the same time. I mean, you get to teach basketball. It's what you do. You get to coach. You have talent available. But it's not easy in this era of college athletics where you're turning over rosters year to year. What are some of those challenges that are presented to you, but also the opportunity to upgrade talent to your liking?
Yeah, I think there's a balance. I hope as time goes on, as we get settled in here, there's less turnover and more continuity. I think that's, we've talked about that before. I think that's the sweet spot. If you're not at a place with bottomless resources, and we're not at St. Louis, then you have to be really good about recruiting, retaining, layering in good young players, and then hopefully the portal's used to fill voids that you know, your team may have that you can't fill internally. But if you're doing it right, for us, a lot of our voids should be able to be filled internally with guys developing and growing into bigger roles year over year, which actually is how it worked up until the transfer portal and NIL, right? I mean, you know, it was really guys grew in and they, you know, we talked about a lot, you know, when I was at LMU, we kept guys 5 years and it was like they started off, they came in as you know, as at the bottom. And by the end, you know, fifth year seniors, they were CEOs, right? And that's a part of that growth process. So, you know, it's challenging when you have, we have 10 new scholarship players. So that's a lot. But we do have five returners on scholarship. And those five have done a great job, you know, setting a tone, understanding what we're doing. Five is, you know, 2.5 more times than we had last year because I had Isaiah and Robbie, but the whole rest of the team was new. So we're actually further ahead. And I'll say this, you know, the portals allowed us, you know, it works both ways, but, you know, we feel like we did really well, you know, with the six guys we brought in there and also with the four freshmen. We got four really good freshmen, four talented guys that we like, and, you know, and Jax Kerr, Cam Hudson, Luke Lechkowski, and Badara Diakite. So, you know, those guys won't get as much mention, but did really well there. And then the six guys from the portal have all come in and really taken very quickly to what we're doing. And, you know, we're pretty, you know, far ahead as to where we were last year.
How is Otieno looking? I told you about him earlier. I remember when you played Quinnipiac and I said, who the heck is this guy, Troy? I mean, somebody, whoever gets him is going to be a happy team if he ends up transferring. And here he is. He's a specimen.
Yeah, no, he's been fantastic. And, man, is he, you know, is he every bit? I mean, he's a terrific player. He's a better human being. And the guy who benefits, I think, the most from his presence, and he will when they play together, but also going against him in practice every day is Robbie Avila. You know, I mean, just going against Paul every day, Paul's really pushing him. And I mean, you know, Robbie last year kind of had his way in practice. This year certainly has been a tremendous challenge for him when he goes against Paul. I think when they play together, Paul takes some things off his plate. Paul, you know, affects the game in so many ways on both ends of the floor. He's got incredible versatility. But, man, his rebounding, his motor, the way he sprints the floor, the way he opens up things for his teammates. He does a lot of things, you know, both visible and invisible that drive winning. He's been we really had high expectations for Paul coming in, but I think he's going to be even better than we thought, you know, on the way in. He's a guy that has a chance to make a massive impact for us here in this upcoming season.
Obviously, you've lost some guard play and perimeter shooting. How do you replace that? What are you excited about when it comes to your backcourt?
Well, you know, we lost two great ones, as you said, and Gibson, Jimerson, Isaiah Swope combined to make 214 threes. Kobe Johnson had a really, you know, solid year for us. And, you know, those three guys started, played a lot of minutes, Gibb and Swope among the top in the country in minutes played. And so I don't think you know, it's, you don't always, things are not always the same. You know, it's every team is different. You don't just, you can't go out and replace a Gibson Jimerson with another Gibson Jimerson or Isaiah Swope, another Isaiah Swope. What you do is you go out and you try to, you know, put together the best group collectively. We love our backcourt. I think fans are going to be really excited when they come in and they watch guys like Quentin Jones, Trey Green, Ishan Sharma, Deion Brown, Brady Dunlop. Even, like I said, the younger guys, Cam Hudson, you know, Luke Lechkowski, you know, our collective in the backcourt is as good as I've ever had. You know, I've been blown away by, you know, how hard those guys work, how competitive they are, how quickly they pick up and apply stuff, how coachable they are. You know, it's been terrific to work with them. And all those guys, like I said, all seven, and starting with certainly Quentin and Trey, Ish, you know, Deion, like I said, they've, you know, just, I think, have a chance to really push each other, make each other better. And the practices are going to be terrific because there's a lot of, you know, that's where you sharpen your blade, you know, is in practice. And you go out into competition, and the competition exposes you and is able to give you a snapshot of where you are, gives you data points for, hey, this is what you're doing well, this is what you're doing poorly. And then you go back and you attack those things, try to build on things you're doing well, try to obviously address the other areas. But practice and having that many guys in practice that go against each other, it really, like I was talking about with Paul and Robbie, same thing with Quentin and Trey and Ish and Dion and, you know, and Brady and all the other guys, you know, Luke, Cam, et cetera. They're just making each other better. That helps Amari. That helps Dylan. You know what I mean? And there's incredible depth, and that's that. Those guys are really challenging each other, pushing each other, but in a healthy way.
One final thing, Kellen Thames, just to recap for folks, last year was dealing with some cramping. He was going through a battery of tests. My understanding is he's been medically cleared, but also it's just a management issue right now.
Yeah, well, he's been medically cleared. We went through a battery of tests this off season, which was something, you know, he needed to do to figure out exactly what was happening. The great news is they don't think it's anything that's, you know, going to be life altering for him. You know, there were some things on the table that would have been scary, but those hurdles have been cleared. So it's not that. It's basically an issue of, you know, how do we manage the situation? He's been great this summer. You know, in the controlled scrimmages, and then we've gotten up and down where we've done more game-like scrimmages. He's been able to handle that. And so right now he's clearing, you know, every obstacle this summer. So far here the first month, he's looked terrific. I mean, you know, we all saw last year, you know, the first four games, you know, I think he was averaging 15 and 7.5 through the first four games for us. And Kellen was tracking to be a, you know, potential all-league guy, and we're certainly a much better team last year if he's healthy. And it's the same thing this year. I mean, he's a guy when he's healthy and able to play. Kellen's just an extraordinarily impactful guy. He's great in our system. He's great in transition, cutting, all the other things. So there's more hurdles to clear, and we got to, you know, see how he does as the season wears on, as we get to games, as we get, you know, referees, all that stuff. But so far this summer through June, every single hurdle that he's had to clear, he's been able to do so and really without much issue.
I see that you've announced an open practice on Tuesday at 4 p.m. at Chaffetz Arena. What a great opportunity for fans to see your team and maybe pick out a couple of spots where they want to sit this season.
Absolutely.
During your home schedule.
No, it's a great opportunity to see our guys. We got this last week here before we break. They get a 10-day break here over July 4th, so they'll leave that Friday and be back that Monday the 7th. And so great chance for our fans to come out, to see all these new guys, to get a feel for the team. I know that's in this era, you know, so many new players, it's a little harder. So this open practice gives our fans a chance to get out, come see our guys, meet them, watch them play, get a feel for what the team's going to look like. And, you know, as we build excitement, we got a great schedule coming here for our home fans. You know, we know we have San Francisco, Grand Canyon. There'll be other games released as we go, but we're hoping, you know, we got some marquee home games, some top 75 teams coming into Chaffetz, and you know, but it's a great chance for our fans to come in, meet our players, watch us play, and as you said, hopefully pick out some seats where they want to sit, because I think it's got a chance to be a special season. And you know, certainly we appreciate and know, you know, our fans make that, are a huge part of that. And you know what Chaffetz is when it's turned up, it's as good as arena as I've been in.
It's great. It is St. Louis's basketball team after all. St. Louis University, the Billikens, with their open practice on Tuesday, June 24th at 4 p.m. at Chaffetz Arena. Head coach Josh Schertz back with us on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning. Appreciate you. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
All right, great to talk to the coach. I am Tom Ackerman. When we come back, we shift to hockey. We're going to talk to Tim Taylor, the Director of Player Development for the St. Louis Blues, and what they're up to right now. Back in a moment. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning, coming to you live from Ballpark Village, Cardinals Nation Restaurant. Back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, back to the Grey Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be back with you. The Cardinals lineup is out. We will give you that in just a bit from here at Busch Stadium inside Ballpark Village. Cardinals Nation looking in from left field. I'm Tom Ackerman, and my brain right now is on hockey. And that is a good thing. We're talking to Tim Taylor, assistant GM, overseeing player development for the St. Louis Blues. Won't be long. This is the shortest offseason in sports, I think, as we just saw the Stanley Cup be awarded to the Florida Panthers in back-to-back years. The Blues want to get that back, and Tim Taylor is with us on KMOX. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to be with you. The development camp from June 30th to July 3rd at Centene Community Ice Center. It's open each day, free to the public. Practice will be from noon to 1:15, and it's an exciting time for you. How do you see your group this year as people will see the young players who are in development?
Well, it's exciting for our team. We've got a lot of good young players, a lot of guys that we've had high-end picks over the last 3 or 4 years. So it's nice to kind of see them come in the summer, and they come from their junior teams or the college teams and over in Europe and come together, knowing that at some point someday that team, that those guys will be together as part of the Blues. So it's nice to get them in and see where they're at physically. Obviously, it's a big week for them to do some testing and get a feel of what St. Louis is all about. And hopefully they can see a light of the tunnel trying to play in the NHL and see what it takes to be in the NHL. So we're excited with all our players.
Just to understand for people what development camp is, here are some of the players who have graduated out of the Blues development camp. Dvorsky, Snuggerud, Stenberg. I mean, these are tremendous players who have made a big impact, Tim.
Absolutely, and that's what we're striving to continue with our young players is – we have a great development staff with Chris Thorborn, Glenn Wesley, Matt D'Agostini, and our power skating instructor with John Stanbrook. And we bring our AHL coaches in to help run the on-ice facilities drills for this week. So I'm really excited where our staff has gone with our development with our young players. As you see, these players now come through development, and then they move right into our AHL team and to our NHL team, and they're making splashes for the Blues. So we're excited for people to see these new guys come in this week and show them what kind of skills they have, and as well as we want to make sure that they spend this summer, get bigger and stronger. So we're going to see all that this week.
This is Tim Taylor. He's assistant general manager, taking a look at player development here on KMOX. And Tim, this is an organization that has been in St. Louis for a long, long time. But at the same time, do you work from the inside out? I mean, obviously you canvass the world when it comes to the best players, but how aware is your staff and everybody else of what's going on right here in your backyard? Isn't it something? I mean, I just mentioned Matthew Tkachuk, the players who are developed right here in our town.
Yes, yes. And we've actually brought some of those players to development camp in the past. And, you know, Jacob Dobes, a goaltender now for Montreal Canadiens, went through our camp. He's from being in the St. Louis area. So it's been really good to see that. Again, hockey is comes to the forefront in St. Louis. Obviously, with the Blues winning in 2019 was spectacular. And now with Matthew Tkachuk, back-to-back championships and all the players that now that are born and raised in St. Louis, it's really remarkable, to be honest with you. They've got a great structure there with kids' hockey programs, and that's a credit to the Blues alumni for all the guys that come back and given their time and effort and continue to grow that model there. So it's been great, and St. Louis should be very proud of the players they've produced.
Absolutely. You know, I'm looking at this, and I see first-round picks on the list. I see World Junior Championship silver medalists on the list. I see a Memorial Cup finalist on the list. I also see Marcus Broberg. That name popped out to me. That's Philip Broberg's brother who got the invite on defense. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting for him. Obviously, we're really happy with Broby, with his season, and where his career is headed with the Blues. So we thought it'd be a nice addition to add his brother here and get to see a look at him. I have not seen him personally play yet, so I'm excited to see what he has to offer. He's going to go back to college for next year, so it's going to be exciting to see. Again, he's one of the players that we'll be watching throughout the week, watching their skills and just seeing the work ethic and just seeing where all these young kids are at. And really, it's a bright future for the Blues organization because of our development and what our amateur staff has done with the drafting of these young players.
All camp sessions include 60 minutes of skills and power skating work, followed by a 15-minute 3-on-3 scrimmage. The 2025 St. Louis Blues Development Camp is June 30th to July 3rd at Centene Community Ice Center. On-ice camp sessions take place each day from noon to 1:15. They are free and open to the public. And I guess that's just the final thing, Tim, is how much the organization gives back to these fans. I mean, you have a great relationship with your fan base. And I'm always amazed when I go to Centene and I see how many people pack that place and watch these sessions.
Well, it's great for the kids to see that, you know, what could be lying ahead of them. And obviously our fans are second to none. We're so excited to showcase what we have in our organization for the talent that the upcoming will once they play for the Blues and be on the big ice. So again, our fans are been great. And really at the end of the day, that's what you play for. We went through a COVID and there was no fans, and it was hard for those players to play. And at the end of the day, that's what you play for. You play for your fan base. You play for the people cheering you on all the time. So we're excited to bring this another development camp to all the fans and see what the future is going to be bright for us.
It's great to have Tim Taylor on KMOX. He was a great player himself. 13-year career in the league and has been a big part of the Blues for quite a while now. It's great to have you on KMOX, the assistant GM overseeing player development. Good luck with the development camp and stay in touch with us.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Great to have you on KMOX Radio. We have a Cardinals lineup that is out. I'm going to give it to you when we come back from the break after the news. We're going to open up with that, and then we dive into Lutz Fan and Steel. Might have some news pop in there from City. Stay tuned. He always has something for us. There's no doubt about that. He always has something for us. Mark Boyle, the voice of the Pacers, will be with us, and we're also going to hear from Bernie Miklas himself on KMOX.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be back with you. We are here until noon. We'll turn things over to Joe Pott at that time for Ameren Total Access, the Cardinals pregame show. Cardinals and Reds this afternoon, a 1:15 start. Let's give you a sneak peek at the Cardinals lineup, which has just been announced. The Cardinals and the Reds this afternoon. Let's see what this lineup looks like. Brendan Donovan is going to lead off. He is the DH today. He leads off, and I think he likes that leadoff spot and will be there for the foreseeable future. Mason Wynn seems to like the number two spot in the order. He will play shortstop today. Alec Burleson has been on a tear, hitting .314. The left fielder today, Alec Burleson's going to play in left. They're going to give Newt Barr the afternoon off. Wilson Contreras is at first base. He's the cleanup hitter today. Nolan Arenado is back in there at third base. Hit a big home run yesterday to tie the game. Got the Cardinals dugout fired up, and then they ended up winning the game on a Pozo walk-off. He's in the lineup, by the way. Pozo is. Arenado's the third baseman batting fifth. Thomas Sejesi is going to play second base today and bat sixth in the order. Joel Pozo bats seventh and is the catcher. Jordan Walker is in right. He bats eighth. And Jose Barrero is in center, and he bats ninth. I'm going to go through that again for you because it's a different-looking lineup. But remember, they're facing a very good pitcher in Abbott, who is a lefty and is dynamite. 6-1 with a 1.84 ERA. So the Cardinals are stacking righties. They only have two lefties in the lineup, Donovan and Burleson. So, again, it's Donovan, Wynn, Burleson, Contreras, Arenado, Sejesi, Pozo, Walker, and Barrero. And here's how they look around the infield. Contreras at first, Sejesi at second, Wynn at short, Arenado at third. The left to right goes Burleson, Barrero, Walker. Pozo behind the plate, your pitcher this afternoon is Miles Michaelis. He's 4-4 with a 4.35 ERA. The College World Series. So far, it's LSU. Cade Anderson pitched a three-hitter in his second straight dominant start. LSU is now within one win of its second national championship in 3 years. 1-0 victory over Coastal Carolina. Get this, first time Coastal Carolina had lost in 27 games. They carried a win streak into this thing and kept it rolling, but they lose one. The Chanticleers lose a game and have to win today to force a third and deciding game Monday night. LSU wins it 1-0. Cade Anderson, keep your eye on him. He'll be a star at this level. Pitched a three-hitter. LSU beat Coastal Carolina. The Travelers Championship is going on in Connecticut. Tommy Fleetwood, a three-shot lead going into this final round. He's never won on the PGA Tour, so he's going to try to do that today. Game 7 of the NBA Finals. We're going to talk to Mark Boyle, the voice of the Pacers. That's on the way at 11:30. The Pacers will visit the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, and someone is going to come out of that with the Larry O'Brien Trophy for the first time. Neither team has won a championship. The Pacers have been around a lot longer than the Thunder, but they're going after it tonight. The Thunder, a 7-point favorite tonight. That line has dropped a little bit. It is now down to 7 for the NBA regular season champion, Oklahoma City Thunder. They were the best team in the league against the upstart Indiana Pacers, who just kept on winning. And they are a fun bunch to watch. Both of them are, actually. I love the fact that there's griping about this from the coast, that we have two teams that are inland. So what? We got two Midwest teams that are going at it. I guess you could call Oklahoma City a bit southwest. You got two teams in the middle of the country going at it. Deal with it, all right? We play basketball around here, too. Both drivable, the Pacers and the Thunder. And the Cardinals are in a race right now in the division. The Cubs fans are coming in as we speak. The Cubs are playing a little bit later. They're going to be playing the Twins at 1:10. The Brewers are playing the Twins at 1:10. Mariners at Cubs at 1:20. But I know there are some Cubs fans that are making their way down, and we'll make a week of it down here Monday through Thursday for a big series against the Cardinals. But they've got to beat the Mariners first to keep their distance in case the Cardinals win this one. And by the way, the Brewers are playing pretty well also. They're 42-35, tied with the Cardinals, 4.5 back in this division. They visit the Twins. They smoked them yesterday. Brewers won that game 9-0. Elsewhere, it was the Cubs winning 10-7 over the Mariners. So the division right now, the Reds are falling back a bit here, 7.5 out, 3 games behind the Cardinals and the Brewers, who are trying to make their move on the Cubs, who are 46-30 and have looked very good this year with a run differential of +104. That is the best in the National League and the second best in all of baseball. Only the Yankees have a better run differential at +108. Got to beat the Reds one more time, though, don't you? Let's get greedy. See if the Cardinals can sweep another series, get the Reds today, and then open up a 4-gamer against the Cubs next week. You know who else plays this week? St. Louis City SC. They're going to be taking on Orlando City on Wednesday night at Energizer Park. When we come back, we will visit with sporting director Lutz Vandensteel live on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Tom Ackerman with you, coming to you from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. And we'll be right back.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday Morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back, Cardinals Nation, inside Ballpark Village. Cardinals and Reds this afternoon here, a 1:15 start. Cardinals going for the sweep and trying to gain some more ground on the Chicago Cubs before they come into town tomorrow. They'll be here all week. St. Louis City SC has a busy week. They return to MLS action on Wednesday when they host Orlando City SC at Energizer Park, and then they'll head to Texas to face the Houston Dynamo Saturday at Shell Energy Stadium. And joining us is the sporting director for City, a great guest on Sports on a Sunday Morning always, and that's Lutz Vandensteel. Lutz, great to have you.
Good morning.
Morning. It's good to have you. We appreciate it. We're here looking into Busch Stadium. How are things at Energizer Park? Ready to get people back in there, I'm certain.
Yeah, after the last game, I think, you know, it was pretty spectacular against LA Galaxy. Lots of goals, lots of actions. I think the players needed that little break and are ready and back again from their little holiday. And I think Orlando will be a big game for us Wednesday. Very good team at the moment and will be a tough one for us to fight.
I would imagine so. It sounds like it was – I was reading Tom Timmerman's story in the Post-Dispatch today. He said there was a lot that went on over the break. Berkey got engaged. There was a marriage. There was a child born. A lot of family time going on among your players.
Yeah, lots of little things, but important things. I think where the players needed that time, Timo Baumgartner got married. Roman Bürki got engaged, which is great. You know, very happy for him as well. And Chris Durkin got a newborn. So, everybody now back and ready to play football again after that little break.
You are going to have training going on and then, of course, the match on Wednesday night against Orlando City. I wanted to ask you, after three matches, do you like what you see so far from David Critchley? And what does that mean for him as interim coach?
You know, I think you saw that in the last three games that we start playing our football again. The players really reacting well to Critch and to the staff. I think also the unity in the staff, the way they work together is really impressive. And I think looking at that, what we've seen so far, and also the way the team talks are going, the communication between the coaching staff and the players, as well as the performance, not just in the games, but also in training, I think he has to be clear that David will stay in charge till the end of the season. And I think that's a very important step for us as a club, but also for him. We need to get that stability in. You know, the players are. They need to have one face, one voice where they can focus on. And I think it's for David Critch and his staff also very important to focus now every day, knowing exactly what the future holds.
I have, and I appreciate you passing that along. So that means that Critch will be the interim coach for the remainder of this season, and then the process begins. And I'm certain that, you know, you search long and hard for coaches, but that he is prominently in the mix there is what it sounds like, is someone that's very much impressed. Also, you've known him. You know, he is a known commodity. You have known Critch for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, he was actually one of our first hires, even probably the first hire as an academy coach. So our relationship has always been very close. You know, when he worked in Lufius and I saw the way his team played, it was very similar to the idea of football what we have here. From a philosophy, also from an intensity. And the communication was great. We brought him in. He was working really successfully in the academy, but also with City 2. I think he fully deserved that opportunity. You know, we basically talk every day and work on the fine-tuning quite a lot. And I really believe in Critch. He has my unconditional support there as well, and he will definitely be part of the conversation once you have to make the next decisions after the season.
You've talked about the club's DNA and the way that they play with this style. It is nice. I know the fans enjoy seeing it back again. What are some of the things that you would like to continue to develop with this team? Where do they currently have some challenges you'd like to see more from them?
Well, the main challenge is that we never have the opportunity to have all the players fit and healthy, you know, during a training week. So that's something which this week gave us a little bit of time to work on that. You know, there will be still some movements on the transfer market. The transfer list opens on July 23rd. So it's a month from now where we definitely will adjust some things and be out on the market to see what we can do. But in the end of the day, it really comes down what the players which are available right now, the reaction, and especially the way training sessions have been, communication have been. The players are really bought in into David Critchley's voice. They understand exactly what he wants. And we always said, you know, nobody's bigger than the club. And that philosophy was given very early on, and we want to stick with that. It's exciting. It's hardworking. It's definitely something the fans can relate to when we are out on the field. And I believe you saw that changes now. So we really want to focus on our style, on that what we really want to present to the fans, and how we want to be seen as a neighbor. And I think David really, and the, not just David Crisley by himself, also the players, the way things have changed in recent weeks is definitely something where we're looking forward into the future.
I see that Horn is going to return to his parent club after the conclusion of his loan on June 30th. There was some desire to have him back, correct? But he expressed wanting to be back in Europe.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. I mean, loan with an option, and, you know, I believe that Yanis was one of the better left-backs in the league. But when a family situation pops up or a private situation pops up, I think it's very important that you make decisions where you know the player can play to his best ability. And I think we needed to make the decision for us, but also for Yanis to go back home and thought out that. So he went back to Nuremberg and got transferred, I think, to sign on a free transfer for Rapid Vienna now in Austria. And I think that's where we're standing right now. So, yeah, good luck to him. You know, he was a really good player for us. That already answers the next question that we have one left back missing. So we are on the market for another one.
That's right. And it's an ongoing thing. There's no doubt trying to find the right mix. But like you said, trying to stay healthy. Wouldn't that be nice just to get everyone back together? Just a overall status now that you've had some time off and it's 10 days between games. Are you starting to see players heal up, getting them off their feet?
Yeah, they're getting there. But, you know, we still have players like Kessler, Edu Löwen, they're still not ready when it comes to the Orlando game. We're working on the other ones. And, it's just an ongoing story during the season. But, you know, that's why we're also looking really forward into the transfer window right now to close some of these gaps and to move on. And, I believe the holiday, also working on the physicality, working on the fitness now in the next few days. And actually since the last 3-4 weeks helped us a lot, and we just have to hope to really stay healthy, not to get any more injuries at all, but also keep our first 11 as healthy as possible.
Energizer Park, it is Orlando City coming up on June 25th. That is a Wednesday night. Then you go to Houston for the game on Saturday. One final thing, if you would, give us a scouting report of Orlando City as people prepare for that on Wednesday night.
Yeah, technically very good. Playing some attractive football. Lots of players are from South America. So when it comes to the offensive part of the game, they're really strong, you know, good speed. Interesting team to play against. I think it will be very hot in St. Louis on Wednesday. And Orlando, I don't think that they care a lot about that because they're used to that heat. So it's a team which will be not really that physical. They're more on a technical base. And I think for us it's important to get there, be straight away in their face from the first moment onwards to show them who owns the stadium. And that's us, you know, to be aggressive. To give them straight away the pace that we want to win this game. And, yeah, it will be interesting. It will be definitely a team which is playoff-bound. They will make it again to the playoffs, one of the better teams for me in the Eastern Conference. But it's a home game, and if we still want to keep our goals alive, then we have to win our home game, simple as that.
Yep, this extreme heat warning that we're in right now expires on Tuesday night, but it'll be plenty warm on Wednesday with a high of 92. Hopefully not too bad, but I'll tell you, those fans, they don't seem to care. They pile into that supporter section. They are just awesome, and so we'll see how that goes on Wednesday night as you take on Orlando City. We always love having you on KMOX. Thank you for the time. Thanks for the update on Critch, and be well. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you.
Lutz Vanisteel, sporting director at St. Louis City SC. So As you heard, he passed along that it's internally they have decided to let David Critchley finish the season as interim head coach. So that is probably a good sign for him in terms of the future, that he would be in consideration as they start to look at their future at the head coaching position. Lutz Vandensteel joining us on KMOX. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the voice of the Indiana Pacers, Mark Boyle. Waiting in the wings is Bernie Miklas at 11:45. We're at Ballpark Village. They're filling up here. Cardinals Nation, I see one, two, three tables available in front of me and a few off in the corner here, but people have come in. They are ready to go. It's air-conditioned. It's a great place to eat. FanDuel Sports Live is getting full as well at Ballpark Village. Hoping for a good crowd here at Busch Stadium for Cards and Reds. We'll be back right after this on KMOX.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Well, it's a big day here in St. Louis. It's the Cardinals and the Reds. It's the final game of a three-game series. Cardinals going for the sweep here at Busch Stadium, a 1:15 start. We're inside Cardinals Nation, Ballpark Village. It's a big day in Oklahoma City. A lot of Cardinals fans running around that town, and right now it is a basketball town. They are ready to celebrate, but here are the Indiana Pacers who have stood in the way of a number of teams in this postseason, and they're trying to win their first one as well. Joining us is the voice of the Pacers, KMOX alum Mark Boyle is with us. Mark, great to have you back on the show. I knew I would be talking to you one more time. How are you?
Well, I didn't know we'd be talking one more time, but I am well. Thank you.
I knew it because I knew you would still be going, and here you are in Game 7, and I appreciate your time very much. It is time to play. The Pacers are a resilient bunch, aren't they, Mark?
Yeah, for sure. They've won so many games during this run in such unpredictable, unprecedented ways that you don't go into any game thinking that they can't win. But they've been the underdog in every series except for the first one. And they've somehow found a way to win them all. And now they're playing the best team in the NBA. And they've got a chance at a one-game winner-take-all type format. So it's quite exciting, I think, for both cities and both teams.
Pacers won 108-91 to force this Game 7. Before that, Oklahoma City got them at home 120-109 to go up 3-2 into Indianapolis, where they had won prior at Indiana back on Friday the 13th. This series has gone back and forth, but you know, I'll take you back to the beginning of this series. Oklahoma City playing in this first game where they game two where they tied it, they had to play with some desperation. I mean, that game one, Indiana goes in there and wins by a point. It was a thrill ride for sure, an unbelievable shot again by Tyrese Haliburton. I was watching it with a big group of people. We were out here in St. Louis and Clayton. It was a thrilling moment. What does this team feel, first of all, about Tyrese? And one, how is he feeling? And two, how do they rally around him specifically?
Well, he's feeling okay. He said from the time he got hurt in Game 5 that he would play no matter what. So I'm curious as to see how he would respond. And he looked okay. And the Pacers were fortunate in that they only had this game won by halftime. So he only had to play 23 minutes, which worked well. They've been treating him for the last couple of days. You never know until he gets out there how he'll perform, but he's so integral. He's got the ball in his hands, balls around him on the offensive end. So if he can play at a level close to his norm, then they've got a chance to win. He's been such an important player for this team, and he's a guy his teammates have rallied around. This is an unusually close group of guys, Tom. This is my 37th season, and I can think of one or two other teams that the Pacers have had here where everything fit together just so beautifully. This team is so selfless. First time in NBA Finals history that a team has had eight guys score over 200 points through a playoff run. So there's a lot of balance. Different scores often every night. They share the ball better than any team in the league. They're fun to watch. And they're always dangerous. They're really good offensively. They've snatched, to use the cliche, victory from the jaws of defeat multiple times in this playoff run. And they come into Game 7 not hoping to win. They come into Game 7 convinced they will win. Now, we'll see how it plays out. But it's a resilient group, it's a confident group, and it's a very close-knit group, and it's been fun to be around them.
It's a fun brand of basketball. I mean, they get up and down the floor. I remember talking to you last time about some of their holes defensively that they needed to work on. How do you think they have defended Oklahoma City, a very powerful team, this time around?
Exceptionally and perhaps surprisingly well. Oklahoma City was historically good defensively during the regular season, and they've still been good in this series, but the defensive metrics are surprising in that the Pacers have actually been better defensively than the Thunder in this series. So they've played perhaps above their norm, and that's one of the reasons they're in position to win the series. Game sevens are, well, for that matter, any game in a seven-game playoff series is so unpredictable. You never know what you might see. Game sevens are not the norm in the NBA. This is only the 20th game seven in the NBA Finals in almost 80 years of the league's existence. So they're not the norm. And when you get to one, it's just so exciting and nerve-wracking and exhilarating and, you know, choose your own descriptive term. But it's just a lot of fun to be around. And the Thunder are similar to the Pacers. They share the ball. They play selflessly. These are two teams that are maybe changing the way the game is played. They're not reliant on any one guy, even though they do have the league MVP. But they have Jalen Williams and they have some other dangerous guys around him. Both of these teams play team basketball, and I think that's good for the league.
I think it's great for the league to watch this type of basketball, and I don't really listen to a lot of the outside noise when it comes to the NBA and the criticism. If there is any of two teams in the middle of the country going at it, you don't have the coast represented. I was talking about it early in the show. I like it. I mean, we play basketball around here, too. You know, the middle of the country, two cities that are drivable from St. Louis, much appreciated. What do you feel about that, and do you hear some of the outside noise regarding that?
Oh, we hear all of it. It's hard to miss, especially in the days of social media. But really, when you get right down to it, it's irrelevant. If you watch these two teams play and it's not your thing, then you don't like basketball. It doesn't matter if it's Los Angeles or New York or LeBron James or whomever. These two teams play basketball the way we were all taught to play it when we were growing up with the sport. And in a league where oftentimes over the years it's been centered on superstars and one-on-one play and things of that nature, I just find it so refreshing. And I think anyone who would watch these two teams play would be captivated by it.
The guy that captivates me, just to wrap things up with Mark Boyle, is Siakam. I just think he is a special, special talent. Out of New Mexico State, the 8-year veteran, is 6'8", if I recall, and he is after every basketball. I mean, every time the ball is loose or if it comes off the rim, if he's not almost there, he's usually has his paws on it. He is, and he can score. I mean, he is something else, Siakam.
Yeah, he can do pretty much anything, and he is a multiple-time All-Star, so it's not as though he's not been acknowledged or recognized. He was the MVP, for example, in the Eastern Conference Finals. But the reason I think that he doesn't get a lot of credit or publicity is because, A, he was playing in Toronto. Now he's playing in Indiana. And he's not a guy that goes for 45 or 45 and 10. He does it. But mostly every night it's the same, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 21 points, 9 rebounds. Doesn't make many mistakes mentally, holds his own on the defensive end. And this is not to be dismissed. He brings championship experience. He was on that Toronto championship team not all that long ago. And this is the first series, I'm told, in NBA history where not a single person from either team, player or coach, has ever played in a Game 7 of an NBA Finals. So it's new to everybody. It's exciting to everybody. And I think both teams and fan bases, their cities, and their supporters are really looking forward to tonight.
It'll be the seventh different champion in the last 7 years for the NBA, and somebody is going to hoist their first ever trophy, the Larry O'Brien Trophy, by either the Pacers or the Thunder. The voice of the Pacers, Mark Boyle, is with us. And it's great to have you back on KMOX. Have a great call tonight.
My pleasure, Tom. Thanks for the invitation.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Hey, before we get to Bernie Miklas, two quick things. We just got off the phone with Mark Boyle, the voice of the Pacers. As we were wrapping up with him, the Phoenix Suns, with a whopper of a trade, they've traded two-time NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in the 2025 draft, and five second-round picks. They just traded Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets for eight players. Wow. Okay. Today is the 54th birthday of this St. Louis sports legend. Take a listen.
Warner and the Rams, who have gone three and out, back-to-back possessions. They go under center with three receivers to the right, one to the left. Warner back to throw. Airs it out. Deep down the right side, and the pass is caught by Isaac Bruce. He breaks away at the 30. Bruce to the 20. Bruce to the 10. Touchdown. Touchdown, St. Louis Rams. Isaac Bruce, 73 yards. And the St. Louis Rams, for the moment, have the lead.
Our visit with Bernie Miklas, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Good morning, my friend. I love that call from Howard David on Westwood One, and I love that moment. The Rams still had work to do, but St. Louis won the Super Bowl, and our lives were changed, Bernie, when Kurt Warner walked into them.
I'm glad you played that, because sometimes I worry a little bit that the 1999 Rams will be forgotten, you know, because the team's not here anymore, and they should never, ever, ever be forgotten. Because that was a magical time in St. Louis sports, one of the most magical times any sport in St. Louis sports history. And Kurt Warner, I think, personifies everything that we in St. Louis admire about athletes who are not only great performers, but great people. I mean, he had it all in one package. He still does. But, I mean, as a player, it's very rare you get a guy of those special qualities where you can point to him and say, you know what, he's a great player, but he's probably even a better person. I mean, it's quite a compliment. And a great story, too.
Absolutely. Oh, such a great story. And, you know, it made you believe in sports stories. And, of course, they made a movie about it. And the story will be told forever about he walked into the St. Louis Rams and got it done. But, of course, there's a lot more than that to his career. But what a moment it was. Winning a championship is so hard to do. There's just nothing like it. And the Rams got it done in 1999, almost again two seasons later. Bernie, you know, we all wonder when the Cardinals are going to get back to that. I wonder who, if ever, will be the next, you know, Kurt Warner type from the St. Louis Cardinals. Will there be somebody that we're not expecting that can rise to stardom and carry a team? I'm not sure it works that way in baseball. Quarterback position's a little bit different. But they have a future ahead of them, and I think there are some good ones coming here.
Well, you make a good point, and I think it's got to happen. I'm not saying that, you know, it's got to be a Hall of Fame-type player. But with all due respect, and I really mean that, to the guys on this team now, because we all love the way they play. We love the way they compete. They're entertaining. Their heart's in the right place. The Cardinals got to get back to a time where they had, like, real stars. I mean, stars among stars. And, you know, if you look at, like, you look around the National League voting for the All-Star team, things like that, you know, the Cardinals really don't show up all that much. The Cardinals kind of get overlooked nationally. And I do think when you have like one or two just simply great players, not good players, it just elevates your whole franchise. And when those guys also become stars on a national stage, it just elevates your franchise in a way to where you're more prominent again. And I think the Cardinals have been lacking in star power. And again, I'm not trying to slight anybody that's busting their tail to play as well as they've been playing.
No, I agree. And it annoys me to the point where, I'll be honest, I limit my MLB Network intake. I think it's a great channel, and I like their analysis. But, you know, there's just a lot of non-Cardinals being talked about. And, you know, the Cardinals get a little mention here and there, and then on we go. And I'd rather concentrate on what they're doing and what the NL Central is doing. A lot of Cubs talk, though, I'll tell you that. They're a legitimate team coming in here on Monday, Bernie. The Cardinals will be ready to roll, I'm certain, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I got to give the Cubs credit. I mean, I just to take the passion out of it and the allegiance to the Cardinals out of it. I mean, that team's just really, really good. You know, they have an excellent offense. Pete Crow Armstrong, I don't know that anybody will beat out Ohtani for MVP in the National League, but he's taking a run at it. I mean, see, that's kind of an example we talk about. The Cubs flipped Javi Baez to the Mets and got Pete Crow Armstrong in return, and the rest is history. I mean, what a talent. The Cubs also have with Craig Counsell now, they've got their bullpen in order. You know, they've reworked their bullpen. It's been one of the best in baseball the last couple months. Starting pitching, they're going to need some help. And I think they'll go get someone at the trade deadline. But they're a really good team. I mean, they still have a lot to prove because it's going to be tough for them to navigate their way through the National League playoffs because the National League is loaded, you know. There's five or six teams that could get to the World Series, you know, any one of them. So I can't wait for the series, though. It's going to be a lot of fun. And isn't it nice that since you took a shot at MLB Network, let me take a shot at MLB, period. Isn't it nice? Isn't it wonderful that MLB, you know, actually they finally got around to scheduling a Cubs-Cardinals series that'll start June the 23rd? I think by now, Tom, I may be mistaken. I think the Yankees and Red Sox have played like 20 series so far, you know, because it's like ESPN, or, you know, and even Dodgers and Padres and ESPN, they foam at the mouth. Anything to do with Yankees versus Red Sox, just they start drooling and salivating, you know. But what a disgrace it is for Major League Baseball. You don't get a Cubs-Cardinals series until June 23rd. You know,
I know. And the Dodgers get a ton of attention. And how about our man Mike Shildt down there going after Dave Roberts? He's had enough of the Dodgers, too. I know the Giants are in the mix here, and they're going to be good. But I'll be curious to see if the Padres can do anything about the Dodgers.
You know, they're going to have to get Darvish back. You know, and I think Joe Musgrove is out. And so they're going to have to get some people back. They're a little beat up as a team. I think the Dodgers have more firepower. When the Dodgers start getting pitchers back, and they're also going to make a bunch of trades if they have to. But Shildt has those guys playing hard. Man, he is always getting into it, always. You know, and he's become a regular on some of these things you can watch on YouTube where managers are going crazy. And listen, he can cuss as well as any manager I've ever seen. Mike Shildt, once he gets revved up when he's out there hollering, man, there's all kinds of words flying around, right? And he does not hesitate to, like, was that the Dodgers outfielder, Andy Pages, who got hit by a pitch and he was like sort of looking at the mound, one of the Dodgers hit him, one of the Padres hit him. And Shildt's like on the top step, and I can't repeat him, he's like screaming at the kid. He's like, who are you? Who the bleep are you? We don't know who you are. Who are you? And I think it's funny, but sometimes I wonder if it's a little bit over the top. But I love it. I think the Padres have that personality as a team, so they love it when he goes nuts. They love it.
I agree. I love too his little. I watch all of his post game, you know, stuff because we were around him so much. He'll sit there and push his glasses up and say, "Well, you know, hey, we're not going to take it anymore." You know, he's very calm and collected afterwards. We only have about 60 seconds left, but just your final thoughts here going into this one. Obviously, you need Michaelis to do well today.
Right. And Andrew Abbott's going to be tough to beat. He's been great. Listen, I know everyone likes to talk about Alec Burleson over the last, like, what he's doing in June or whatever. Can I give you one little simple stat? Since April the 20th, April the 22nd, he leads the National League with a .346 batting average. Like, people, it just didn't start. He's been hitting like this for more than 2 months. So he has been phenomenal, and the starting pitching has bounced back nicely. And like you said, they're going to need Michaelis today to keep him in it.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Burley is really something to watch, and I think should get some all-star consideration. Appreciate you, man. Have a great time.
All right,
we'll see you on the Gas House Gang this week.
All right, take care,
that
Tom.
That is Bernie Miklas for our producer, Johnny Camp. I'm Tom Ackerman on KMOX.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.